Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast, heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer, every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, open up the prayer line with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank and we just praise you, Father, for giving us this time that to be able to get on the prayer line and to be able to receive a word, a right now word, that's going to feed our soul and our spirit, and that's going to touch our mind, oh, Father. Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you. We ask that you would open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word. We ask that you would drive out anything that would try to distract us from the word and take our mind off of the word. We ask that you would put us in a position where we will place our eyes solely, oh, Father, on you. We ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, and we thank you for your anointing to flow over this line. And we thank you and we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to Full Gospel House of Prayer, Tuesday Night Prayer Line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a Wednesday Night Prayer Line, and that number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we also have, we also have a once-a-month in-person service that you can tune in at 12:30 p.m. and listen to the entire church service live on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can also be written in to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660, as well as written on to our website, which is, we also have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and we have a Twitter handle, which is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, August 14th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30 p.m., and mask wearing is appreciated. We meet inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354, and we enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with our email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement. Yes, thank you, Sister Tamara. The special announcement is that Pastor Smith will be going out of town from July 19th through the 27th, and she will be off of the prayer line until August the 2nd. To reach Pastor Smith for an emergency, you can contact me. My phone number is area code 209-818-3531. However, we will continue to have our exaltation on July 31st at 1:30 p.m. Following the exaltation, Pastor Smith will pray for the saints. You, and back to you, Sister Tamara.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please remember, keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes. And please remember, mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Sister Dolores. I have a testimony.
Okay.
My neighbor, I asked you to pray for her. It's been about 3 months. And I didn't know this was going on, but her daughter is healed, and she's living with her mom, and she's doing great now. And they thank you and thank God for the prayers.
Praise the Lord, Sister Dolores. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor. This is Yvonne from Chicago, and my testimony is that you have prayed for me, and I am healing. I can feel my strength coming back into my body. My legs are moving better, and I just want to thank you.
Praise the Lord.
And praise God.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor.
Hi, Pastor. This is Vanessa. You pray for my daughter to be able to do better in school and for her to get into the school that I wanted her to get into. And thank you for your prayers. The prayer was answered. She did get into the magnet school that I wanted her to get into.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony? I thought I heard Sister Dockery sound like.
I'm back, Pastor Smith. I apologize. I thank you, Pastor, for the service we had on Sunday. It was wonderful. Those words were for, I feel for myself and everyone in the congregation. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I just thank you for all the prayers that you've been giving me, Pastor, and the laying hands on me and telling me the things that would be happening in my life. And it is happening. Slowly but surely, it is happening. And I thank you so much, Pastor Smith, for praying for me.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? I have a testimony. I want to thank God for Sister Dee Dee that flew in from Los Angeles to be in service with us. She's been on the prayer line for many years, and I never seen her before. And she flew in, and God just really ministered to her, and just great breakthroughs. And I just was surprised. She's just like a little girl. That voice looked like her. And so I just thank God that she was able to fellowship with us, and we broke bread, and it was just a beautiful time, and just great things about to come forth in her life, great things. She got the victory on Sunday, and I thank God it was such an intimate service, and the word was so intimate about transition and change in our lives and how the Lord, we must invite him in to guide us, and it was just so beautiful. Do anyone else have a testimony?
This is Sister Tamara. I just want to piggyback on my mom and your testimony as well. Pastor Smith, it was just a wonderful time on Sunday, and I know we have some things coming up, our anniversary coming up, and I just want to invite all the saints that can to come in, not just for our anniversary, which we'll be happy to have you, but also on our once-a-month services, and just invite people out as well. And I just want to thank God for us being part of a ministry where we have a pastor that uses the tithes in a way that is support of kingdom work. I thank God for that. She was able to allow the saints to break bread together. And I just thank God that you're actually able to see what ministry is doing when you sow into a ministry that is putting God first. So I thank God for you, Pastor.
Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight that, oh God, you must come in and strengthen your people to receive this Word tonight. Many have had a busy week, and just so many things, oh God, is causing people to have a busy life, because this is how life is in this time. And I thank you for allowing me not to put pressure on the saints, but having the service late, because people have so many things at this time of their lives they have to attend to. But God, I give you praise and give you thanksgiving that you take everything that's been a load on us so we can receive the word tonight. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name, that you come forth, oh God, and be our strength tonight in the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Psalms 55, verse 22, and Matthew 6, 25 through 33. That's Psalms 55 and 22. Matthew 6, 25 through 33. Psalms 55, 22. Matthew 6, 25 through 33. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is tonight is for people that so many people have this problem. If they are, it's a chronic spirit of worry over them. And it's a worry is you're disobedient because you're not trusting God. It's a chronic spirit of worry. And that spirit, it causes us to be troubled about everything and anxious and about problems in our mind that we constantly dwell on, difficulties. And many of those problems are things we worry about that never happened, but we still are anxious and worried about things that we can't change or things that many times don't take place. And worry is not of God. And over time, it comes in and affects your daily life. It disturbs you in your mind, and it brings turmoil in your thinking. And sometimes people are obsessed with worry, and it hinders you. It causes you not to function properly. And it's not from God. Worry is not from God. It's a spirit from the devil to distract you. It brings distraction. And so many people have kept company with that spirit. It's so chronic. It's a persistent spirit that goes on and on, and it becomes a routine because that spirit is so deep-rooted. And only the Spirit of God can pull it, can pull it up. It's like it goes on and on and on. It's like it's deep-rooted. And it becomes lodged in your mind. And it's become a routine. You worry about everything. And it continuously to reoccur. It's just ingrained. It's lodged in the mind. And it causes nothing but distraction. It disturbs the mind. It brings distress. It brings on panic attack. It gets you confused. It causes you to be perplexed and disorganized. People that worry all the time, there are people that's always disturbed and their mind is preoccupied on something, some thought that's troubling them. They become confused and disorganized. Because they always are in a panic. That's not God. He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And so this is a word that I pray that the prayer of faith will go into that place and uproot that spirit. That spirit is deep-rooted because it's like a plant. It becomes a routine. It gets ingrained in your spirit. It get established in your spirit. It get lodged in your mind. And after a long time, that thing is deep-rooted. And people, they're preoccupied with it. But it's not God. It's sent from the evil one. Because Jesus came for the purpose to deliver us. I don't care what we are going through. What is happening around us? There's a deliverance that Jesus set up before the foundation of the world for you. He goes into that place already before you and set it up for you to get deliverance. You have to trust the Lord. But when you are worried, you're not trusting God. You're looking at that thing as a giant, bigger than God. And your problems will never be solved because that's not faith. Because Jesus went on the cross for one purpose, to bring forth deliverance. And whatever you're going through, I want you to know tonight, you need to lose your entitlement tonight. When you lose your entitlement tonight, you have the right to deliverance. You have the
the right for reward. You have the right for recompense. You have the right for the benefits you have need of, the favors you have need of. It's your right because Jesus was on the cross for your rights. And you have to lose your own entitlement over the things you have rights to, thanks of God. It's your entitlement. You yourself have to lose your entitlement from those things that have you worrying. You're going to see by the word of God. Psalm 55 and 2, please.
And it says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
It's very simple. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. He's saying, leave all your trouble with me. I'm God. I'm going to sustain you. He didn't say you're going to be destroyed. The devil going to overpower you. He said, I'm uphold you. I'm going to sustain you. That's your rights tonight. For the Lord to sustain. To keep you, to deliver you, no matter what you are going through or whatever you are facing, whatever troubles, whatever difficulties you're going through, he said, take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. I'm going to sustain you. You're not going to be destroyed. You got to get this. You have to lose your own entitlement. You have entitlement from God to be sustained, thanks to God. It's your rights tonight. You have a right to deliverance. You have a right for benefits. You have a right for favors. It's due you tonight. It's time for you to receive recompense, but you must trust the Lord Jesus. And what does he do? He go in and he sustain you. The thing that you think is going to happen never happened. But if you dwell on that thing with your thoughts, the thing that you dwell on and you think on so long, your own spirit makes that thing happen. You can't continue to do that. It says so in the book of Job. The things that I thought, the thing I dwell on, it became true because his mind was fixed on that. The thing overtook. The distraction was preoccupied by that thing, whatever it was. But you have the right to lose your entitlement tonight, because the Lord said, I shall uphold you, I shall sustain you, just give it to me. But so many people hold that thing, because that thing is rooted. They get so used to it, they nurse that thing, they pet that thing, they get so acquainted with that thing, it becomes common to them. And it goes on and on and on and on because they're in a common place with that spirit. But that's not God. It's sent from the devil to distract you and to keep you going on and on and on and on. So you're going to always be going through some kind of difficult because you got a chronic spirit dwelling over you. But that is not the word of God. It's not his word. He didn't give you and I the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So when a chronic spirit or when a spirit of anxiety or a spirit of worry try to overtake you, you got to stand on the word of God and speak the word that God sent his son to loose the entitlement to me for deliverance. He went on that cross for my deliverance. I have an entitlement tonight. He paid the price. It's a reward he gave me. Those benefits came from the cross. I'm losing my entitlement, Satan, and I want you to know. It's my rights. It's due to me because of what Jesus did on the cross. Matthew 6:25-33, please. Through 33.
And it reads, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. It is not your life more than meat, and the body more than raiment. Behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather in barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much more better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which to this day and tomorrow is cast into oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
That's what the word of God said. The Lord provides for the fowls. He take care of the flowers. He will provide for you. He said worry can't stop anything from happening. The Lord always uphold his children. God give them everything they need because he created them. It's a guarantee that God take care of his creation. And the reason anyone goes through anything to save is because of the lack of faith. Worry is forbidden. It shows distrust in the Lord. He says the Gentiles, you got to get this, the Gentiles has no part in God's covenant, saints. They have no part in the covenant. People that's not saved have no part in the covenant, no part in God's economic plan, no part. They go out into the world and they make it happen for themselves. They fend for themselves. But God provides for covenant-keeping people. The Gentiles has no part in it, saints. You got to get it. But God's blessing comes when you first seek his kingdom. Guarantee God's provision is wrapped up tonight. Very simple. God take care of his covenant people. The Gentiles has no part in God's economic plan. They go out and make it happen for themselves. They don't care how they do it, how they make it happen. They don't care who they steal from, who they lie to, who they deceive. They're going to make it happen. But they have no part in God's economic plan. They fend for themselves. But God's word, he said he would take care of his covenant people. His word provides for you. God will guide you into those places. Do you not know God has placed people right here in this earth that's going to obey his will and do what he tells them to do concerning you and whatever trouble you have, whatever difficult you have? And what's so beautiful about it, they're not going to stand over you and put their fingers in your face and say, I did this for you. They're going to do their business that they're sent by God to do for you, and they're going to go on their way. Because they were sent by God. They were sent by the Lord. God does that all the time for his people. Why worry? Worry is disobedience. It's sent from the devil. It's a chronic spirit that brings distraction. It works on your mind to bring you in a place of perplexity where you're so disorganized and confused. Because that spirit is lodged in the mind. It's deep-rooted when you are in that place so long, it become a root, thanks to God. It become like common ground. It's become regular. Because you're confused. And then when someone begin to try to encourage you that that's not God, people get so in disorder. They get so removed. They get so disturbed. Get so angry. Why? Because that spirit has become a companion to them. And they get so used to that disorder. But that's not of God. It's a spirit sent to distract you in your mind, to cause you to be preoccupied and disturbed, thanks to God. People that worry all the time, their mind become confused, and soon mental illness creep in. They don't even realize mental illness is creeping in. And all those other mental spirits. It's a trick of the evil one. And when God is saying, I'm here for you, take your burdens to me and leave it. He sent his son to go on a bloody cross to loose the entitlement to us, thanks to God. We have a right to deliverance. We can't be obsessed with that hindering spirit that causes us not to function. But so many people, it's ingrained inside of them. And it's go on and on and on. It's always going on from one thing to another. But it's always difficult. It's always horrible troubles. It's always something about to happen, or I think it's going to happen, or it has happened. They've talked about it so long, eventually it happens. And it goes on and on. Some people live like that all their lives. But it don't have to be like that, saints of God. This is a word of deliverance. You have to loose entitlement from what Jesus did for you on the cross. You have a right to deliverance. You have a right to deliverance because Jesus paid the price. He paid the sin debt. He paid the worry debt on the cross. And you don't have to worry. He said, cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for you. He said, give them to me. I care for you. So this is the word tonight for those that going through any troubles or severe problems that's going on and on, difficulties that your mind is dwelling on. You need to stand on this word tonight in the prayer of faith. And by faith, I'm going to pray a prayer of faith. Spirit of God will have you to grab onto this prayer. The prayer of faith that will loose your entitlement. You have a right. You have a right for deliverance tonight, saints of God. You have to stand up and take it. Because it was given to you by God through his son, Jesus Christ. He willed to do the will of his father. He didn't fight his will. He said, not my will, but thine will be done. I drank this bitter cup. He did it for you and I. He did it for humanity. All we have to do is choose that the Spirit of God loose his son and loose entitlement for me, having a right to deliverance tonight. And all you have to do is receive it, thanks to God. And when that spirit is out to creep in your mind, he's a spirit that creeps, he eases on you into your mind for you to fall back. You got to stand and say, Satan, you're a liar. Jesus, on the cross, loose entitlement for me. He gave me a right to deliver. You got to speak it. You got to believe it. I don't care what voices you hear it. You got to repent it, because you've been redeemed because of the cross. You've been saved, delivered. You're an overcomer because of the cross of Jesus. You've been set free because of his righteousness. You and I have been made right. So that's entitlement, saints of God. We didn't do it. He did it for us. He loosed and gave us that entitlement. See, it's yours. I'm giving you a right. It's due to you because of what I did. I paid the price. These are the benefits and favors is in these entitlements. That's very simple. ABC. All you have to do is stand on what Jesus did for you and I. And what I'm saying, very simple. There's someone, some place, some purpose right here in the earth, acts of God, whatever you have need of to solve that problem, get you out of that difficult, make things better for you, and cause things to happen for you that you can't do because what Jesus did on the cross. He gave you the entitlement. All you have to do is speak the word and loose it to you personally by faith in Jesus' name. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Dockery. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I had some lab work done, and then I had a ultrasound last week, and I just ask for prayer when I go to the doctor for my physical. Everything turns out negative.
Anyone else have a prayer request?
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor. Prayer request.
Okay. Anyone else have?
Jeremiah, any son.
Okay.
And my request is that ask that God allows me to do good on the ASVAB test for the to get into the Army, and that this Thursday, and that once I get in, that he places me in a good position, and that's all. And have favor.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith, I'm asking for prayers that I do well with the class that I'm taking.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? Saints, this is so real. You talking about real, like that song, real, real, Jesus is real to me? This is real. It, like that word on Sunday, it's a turning point in people's lives. There are changes that are going on daily that you have, you can't control. Only one can control those changes. It's the Spirit of the Lord. We hit and miss. But when God guides us, he make it better for us in those changes that we can't see. And that's why we have to turn to God for instruction. This word is a word of instruction. Because the Spirit of God has created our life cycle. Your life is full of cycles, saints of God. But it's been created by God. He knows every cycle of our lives. We think we know, but we are clueless. And we need God and every change of life, every cycle, every crossroad, every point of life. And this is so right now. I'm talking about right now in the time we're living in. And that's why we should give worries to the Lord. All worries, all urgency, every situation that we're troubled about, give it to God. Like Vanessa had a beautiful testimony. And they was prepared to put her child out of that school. And the Spirit of God encouraged Vanessa, don't worry. Don't fight with that flesh. Trust the Lord. When I went on vacation, I laid hands on her. And the Lord spoke to me that he was going to confuse everyone that was trying to place her child in another school, that it was not going to happen. I laid hands on the child. The Spirit of God said he was going to cause her mind to retain and to learn. She gave a testimony. God did it. Because she stopped worrying. She stopped listening to what they say they were going to do and what was going to happen. Because it hadn't happened. They were saying what they intend to do. People can talk all day long and say what they're going to do. But God has the last word. He has the last word. Sister Dee Dee, God has the last word. You know the conversation we have. We had, God has the last word. It is so dumb for the folk in it. God don't want his people, his creation, to worry. The cycle of life was created by God for you. And he see everything in that cycle. And those things that's difficult and full of problems, God sees it, saints of God. And he's there to uphold us and to sustain us, because Satan is firing bullets. But God is there with a shield to protect you tonight. I'm encouraging you tonight to lose your entitlement to those things that you have a right to. You have a right to the deliverance tonight. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for Sister Dockery tonight, that the Spirit of God already gone into that place. And in her lab work, there will be nothing negative. It will be a good report, that it will be well. And I thank you, Father. She has entitlement to health. It's her rights, God. And I thank you, God, that she's not worrying about health, because he said, I'm the Lord that healeth you. And God, I thank you, it's her entitlement tonight. She gonna loose it. She's going to speak the word. Whenever she has to take a test, whenever she has to do anything concerning an appointment with doctors, she's going to speak a word. And even when she come out and they say something that's not right, she said, I have entitlement. I lose my entitlement. I have a right for deliverance in my body. Father, I thank you for the good report. Everything that's negative, the Spirit of God counsel and blot out in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for health. I thank you for a good report. I thank you for the lab report being good for her, because she's your child. In Jesus' name. Jeremiah, I thank God for you. Such a youngster. I just constantly just in my memory how you would come in with your earphone on your ears and your hoodie on. And I was wondering, is he listening? And so I encourage your mom. Leave him alone. Let Jeremiah be Jeremiah. At least he's coming to church. And you just took me by surprise. Got your diploma. Before graduating, you went to work. Before finishing school, God gave you a word on that Sunday. And I think two or three days later, you found you a job. God used you, and you moved so fast. You followed the instruction immediately, Jeremiah. So I'm encouraging you, young man. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that Jeremiah understand God's word concerning his blessing. And he gave his offering before he spent his money. He sent it into Zelle. He set his own Zelle account up. And his life just been going forth as never before. And God gave him an idea on what to do. Father, I thank you that you guide him in this idea, that the Spirit of God anoint him to pass the test on Thursday, that he score greatly with a high score, get in a great position, God, to learn a great skill, great craft, that they would not send him in a dangerous place, God. He would go to a safe place, God. That God, you have him in the right location, around the right people, in a safe place to learn, to grow, and to expand. I see him expanding, God. Everything he touched, God, I ask that you anoint him to touch those things, that you guide him in those places, God, and you move and do the supernatural for him, God. It's going to amaze his sibling because he's the baby. And you begin to speak a word to me concerning this young man, that he's going to exceed and do great things. Exceed and do great things. He's on a kid, and he's doing it right now. So I thank you for the spirit of success is over this young man. Because God, you're giving him a light bulb moment. He's awakened. He knows the spiritual laws of God work. And he's a young man that does not fight the spiritual laws of God. I thank you, God, for blessing him in the abundancy. I thank you for his career to go and that he swell up in the things of God. I thank you, God, that they that should not be in his life, that the Lord will purge quickly, that will not upset his path. I call him blessed and prosperous and successful in Jesus' name. The Spirit of God call you blessed, prosper, and successful, Jeremiah. You're going to pass that test. You're going to go into a great position. You're going to prosper in everything you do because you understand the laws of God and you desire to obey them. God is your help and your guide. It is well for you in Jesus' name. I thank you for this class that she need to get into, God, that the Spirit of God open up her mind to do it, God, that the Spirit of God will go into those places, oh God, that her mind is not prepared, that her mind gets focused, God, her mind get out of entanglement, her mind get focused, a focused mind. She needs a focused mind in order to succeed in this class. Mind must be focused. Only you can help her, God, to focus. Focus, focus. I keep saying focus. God, only you can keep her from being all webbed up. Let her get with a focused mind to do well. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise tonight for your people. I want you to hold fast, saints. Loose your entitlement tonight. In the name of Jesus, they're going to loose their entitlement. The rights that God gave through his son. The rights of deliverance. The right to be free. The right to come out of difficulty. The right that problems to be solved. The rights for their needs to be met. The rights that God uphold them in the midst of their enemies. The rights that God overthrow their enemies. The right that God give them recompense. The rights that all the favors they need that God provide. The rights that all the benefits they need that God loose the entitlement tonight in Jesus' name. That every door be open. That the spirit of turmoil shut down. In Jesus' name, that you uproot the spirit of worry. Uproot it, Father Jesus. Thank you, Father, for uprooting that spirit. They're single-minded. They're not disturbing their mind. They're establishing their mind by faith. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Loose your entitlement daily in Jesus' name. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. I love Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you. And thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.